Good morning, Boker Tov. It should be a good morning. We should have Besoros Tovos, please God, from Israel. Hostages should be home. Soldiers return to their families. And a sweeping victory. This morning, 7 Minutes of Mini is sponsored. The series is sponsored by Shmuel and Esther Shaiwitz in honor of their parents and children. We remain very grateful to them. And today is a big day. It is not Erev Pesach, but we're about to make a siyum. We are going to complete all of Mesilas Yesharim. This is shiur number 229, thanks to a little math help. If you add 10 minutes times 229 shiurim, 38 hours of Mesilas Yesharim. So if you'd like to learn all of Mesilas Yesharim again, review it in only 38 hours. You can do it double speed. You can cut that in half. And even less time, chazer, all of Mesilas Yesharim. We are at the end of Perek Chavav, the end of chapter 26, with the end of Mesilas Yesharim. Mesilas Yesharim is ending with the Midah of Kedusha, of sanctity, of holiness. A Yid doesn't live for happiness. A Yid, a Jew, lives for holiness, and we defined what holiness is. Holiness is clinging and cleaving to Hashem, feeling His presence, being in constant conversation with Him, talking to Him throughout our day, hearing Him talk to us throughout our day. We spoke about what are the impediments and obstacles, namely busyness and noise. If a person doesn't have mindfulness and consciousness, then you can't feel the presence of Hashem. You're not in constant conversation with Him. And here's how He finishes up. V'zeh poshet. So actually in Rabbi Dr. Abraham J. Twersky's commentary on Mesilas Yesharim, he points out at the very end of Mesilas Yesharim that the Halakha Baal Shem and the Ramchal were contemporaries. There's no evidence they knew each other. They lived far away from one another, but historically they were contemporaries. And each of them came to a very similar conclusion, giving enormous chizik to their generation, which the emphasis until then had been that the only way to connect with Hashem is to become an outstanding scholar in Torah. And of course, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Of course, we continue to place an emphasis, unparalleled emphasis on the power of Torah learning. We'll speak about it on Shabbos HaGadol as well. But what about the average person, the person who doesn't have the luxury to sit and learn all day, the person who doesn't have the cup, who doesn't have the mind? But Metzia Memtes, Amud Beis, is struggling as we get to the difficult sugyas. What about the person who says it doesn't come naturally or easily? So are they disqualified? Are they marginalized? Do they have no access to living a life of Avodas Hashem? V'zeh poshet, says the Ramchal. Ki chol adam, l'fi ha'umnos asher biyadav ha'esek asher osek, kach tzarech lo ha'yishar v'hadracha. Every person, according to their profession, according to their occupation, according to their predispositions, according to the shorish of their neshama, everybody has to find their path. The Ramchal is basically expressing that Yiddishkeit is a great equalizer. We don't know a person's pekel, we don't know their background, we don't know their assets and liabilities, we don't know their strengths, we don't know their weaknesses, we don't know their opportunities, and therefore we don't sit in judgment, we don't label, and we don't have a hierarchy who's greater than one another. Ki derech ha-chasidus ha-roi l'misha terasu umnaso, eno derech ha-chasidus ha-roi l'misha terach la'asker atzman l'machas chavero. Somebody who could sit and learn all day, Torah umnaso, their chasid is the definition of piety for them, will be very different than the person who operates and lives in the marketplace. 2 weeks ago, we did our annual fly-in. Nearly 2,000 chevra went to New York to meet with Rabbanim, Rashi Yeshiva, Rebbes. When we met with Rav Reisman at Torah Vidas, he said a message he says every year to us, which is, when we thank him and we tell him how much he inspires us, he says, not to me, because I, like him, have a life, I'm blessed and privileged to have a life of Avodas Hashem, of Klei Kodesh. He said, you, Balabatim, took off time. You lost money, took off from work. You spent money to come here. He said, you inspire me. He said, I get to sit and learn all day. That's what I get paid to do. But you, who have to navigate this world and find time, carve time, steal time to learn, you inspire me. And similarly, applying all the other particulars of human interaction in this world, everyone is different. Everyone is different. Mishnah Chazal tell us, don't judge a person until you walk in their shoes. And by definition, you can't walk in someone else's shoes. You don't have their psychology, their mental makeup. You don't have their personality. You don't have their background. You don't have their socioeconomic status. And since a person can't walk in anyone else's shoes, it means never judge anyone else. It's not that the definition of piety changes. Because he says that's what this whole book was dedicated to. How to live with vigilance and caution, how to live with mindfulness, how to live with alacrity and zeal, how to live with not being defined by the physical world, how to live with purity. All of the definitions are the same. However, the application, and what is our mission and mandate? Here the Ramchal essentially summarizes, what is life all about? To do nachas ruach liyotzro bo. To be a source of nachas to Hashem. The Ramchal is going to repeat it again in a moment. That's how he ends Mesilas Hasharim. We'll talk about it then. Aval ho ba'anosim mishtanim. So the principles and the definitions, they don't change. The ingredients of a life of piety, the priority and the principles, they remain the same. But the applications, the lawyer, the doctor, the business person, the homemaker, the retiree, the worker, the gym, the supermarket, how you apply it in all the different settings, how it manifests and expresses itself, that changes. Don't sit in judgment. The definition or the application or the measure of piety is different for everyone, but everyone has an opportunity. Whatever your profession, your vocation, your avocation, your livelihood, your lifestyle, each person should seek to manifest, to live that life of Kedusha and Chasidus, to fulfill all the steps of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. And everyone has an opportunity to do it. Not only those who Torasa Umnasa sitting and steiging all day, but whatever life has put you in position, whatever platform or stage you're on, each of us should strive and dream and aspire to be B'nai Aliyah, to be people who are climbing and growing, people who are challenging ourselves, people who are seeking that relationship, that presence, that feeling of Hashem everywhere in all times. And what's to say, as Rabbi Reisman told us, what's to say that the person who makes the right choice, Vayimain, it's a beautiful group that you could subscribe to, a daily video and inspiration. What's to say that the person is in a place of nisyonos, in the workplace, and someone's trying to inappropriately interact or flirt with you? There's an opportunity to gaze or look at something you shouldn't look at. It's an opportunity in business to market inaccurately, or to compete ruthlessly, or to bend the truth in some tax filing. And a person who's mezgaber on the yetzer, a person who overcomes that instinct, that inclination, that urge, and nevertheless strives for holiness, perhaps they're far greater than the person who's sitting and steiging in the four walls of the Beis Medrash, doesn't see images, doesn't have interactions, doesn't face those tests. Says the Ramchal, what's critical, what we all equal with, is our goal, our aim, our ambition should be Chasidus and Kedusha, to live a life where we measure up, where we see and feel the presence of Hashem. He's not only looking over our shoulder like He's trying to catch us, He's lifting us, He's holding us, He's escorting us. But how that manifests will be different for everyone. And don't knock yourself down. Who wants to say if one moment of being miskaber, one moment of overcoming, what that's worth, what is its measure, what is its value? You could be a chassid gamur. I don't want to even give an example. You could have the lowest level of livelihood and be a chassid gamur. Just like the person who's sitting in the Beis Medrash all day. It's not such a popular philosophy in some circles today, but it's Mesilas Yesharim. Those same yeshivas and kollelim also learn Mesilas Yesharim from Musa Seder. And that's how he ends. Kvar yachli os chasid gamur, ish mpnei tzorcho ba'al malacha p'chusa, kama mi asher lo yivsok mipiv alimud. Because of kopal Hashem l'ma'anei v'omet kohod rechach adeu, v'hu yasher or chosecha, know Hashem in all your ways. Hu yizborach shemo barachmav, yivkach enyena b'sarosav, yirna d'rachav yalichina b'orchosav. And the Ramchal now ends. And we end this wonderful journey of 229 Wednesday mornings together. It's a lot of cookies. It's a lot of sugar. I don't bear any responsibility. It's a lot of caffeinating with kavana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in His mercy, open our eyes. Ramchal ends with a tefillah. Hashem, may You open our eyes through Torah and guide us the Yorenu Drachav, and guide us in Your ways, V'yolichinu Bo'orchosav, and lead us in Your paths, V'nizke. L'aseis kvod l'shmo, let us merit to bring glory to Your name. Let's be a Kiddush Hashem. Let's sanctify Hashem's name. Let's elevate Hashem's brand in this world. V'lasos nachas ruach lafonav, that our whole life should be to give Hashem nachas. We sometimes think that's a very immature, unsophisticated thing. Hashem, nachas, that's not immature, unsophisticated. That's how the Ramchal ends Mesilas Yesharim. That our whole life should be dedicated to give Hashem nachas. Yichvod Hashem liolam yismach Hashem emasav. Yismach Yisrael biosav ben etzion yagil b'malkam. Amen, amen, amen. Mazel tov.